Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God is a multi-generational God? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we are dancing our way through the book of Judges. I love the book of Judges. There's so many great stories in there. And we're in chapter 2, verse 10. It says, when all the generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord or the work which he had done for Israel. This is painting a fairly bleak picture here. Joshua's generation died, and the new generation that came after them didn't know the Lord. And they hadn't seen the walls of Jericho fall down. They hadn't seen the sun stand still when Joshua was in battle that day. They hadn't seen God do the incredible things that he had done. And so they went their own way. And so this is an ongoing challenge from then until now. How do we engage the next generation in our faith, in our relationship with God, in the Word of God, and the things of the Holy Spirit? This is a challenge. So I'm going to be talking about this over the next couple of podcasts. And, you know, I think the first thing we can all do is we can pray for other generations. So if you're young listening to this right now, hey, respect, you know, you got your whole life ahead of you. It's awesome. I think it'd be nice if you prayed not only for your generation, but for the one coming after you and also the one that's gone before you. I think through prayer, we get a heart for people. As you pray for someone, you know, if you've got an issue with someone, a bit of a tension going on, or you know, some sort of conflict, or something's gone down. If you pray for those people, it's amazing how in prayer you can get God's heart. So I think no matter how old you are today, if you're young, you know, you can pray for the generation before you, or the one that's going to come after you, even for your own generation. But I think especially if you're older, a great thing you can do is pray for the next generation. Get a heart for them. Get God's heart for that next generation and believe God that what he did in your life, in your generation, he will do in the following generations. Because through observation, throughout history, the older people get, the more intolerant they become towards younger people. And there's a number of reasons for that. And often it's because younger people don't know as much as older people know. And the only reason older people know more is because they've been around longer. But human nature kicks in and older people can become impatient or intolerant and even dismissive of younger people. And if older people get selfish, even in a church context, they can continue to engage with God and worship God in the way they've always known, the way they've always felt comfortable with, but that way may not reach the next generation. It may not resonate with them. And we saw this in a huge way in the 60s, I think the early 60s, in Western society, especially in Great Britain, a nation that once really feared God, a nation that once sent missionaries all over the world in the 19th century. It was British missionaries that went into China, into India, into Africa, men like David Livingstone. It was British Christians like William Wilberforce who abolished slavery, firstly in the British Empire, that ripple affected throughout the whole world. Some great humans came out of Great Britain. And yet in the 60s, you know, after World War II, all the rock and roll music came along, the Beatles came along, and the people who were engaging with God the way they always had, with a style of music and worship and a style of service, they maintained that tradition. But that next generation, they went after the world, they went after the rock and roll phenomena, the Beatles, the bands, the whole 60s lifestyle. And there was a disconnect between the generation that went before them and that generation. And we still see the effect of that in the West today. Because that generation of the 60s is now, you know, they're the older ones now, they're the elders. And yet they live these immoral lives when they're young, and it's hard for them to bring real values and an awareness of God, you know, to the generations that have come after them. And we see people in significant leadership positions now throughout Western Europe, especially, who were not brought up in the ways of God. You know, in World War II in Great Britain, Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister, called for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Can you imagine today that happening in Britain or in Western European nations? It'd be a challenge. Why? Because that generation wasn't reached for God. So let's pray for other generations. Don't just pray for yourself, your own family, your own church. Let's pray for the generation that's gone before us and the one that's coming after us, and trust God that He works in all generations.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.